This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
So after 2 years and $30 million and nothing found, the most interesting thing I've heard at the hearings today with Attorney General Barr is that he's confused why the investigation kept going down these different rabbit trails when they'd already determined there was no collusion. Good question. Chuck Grassley of Iowa wants to know, hey, what about Fusion GPS? What about Democrats paying for a dossier designed to mislead intelligence and starting this whole thing from the beginning? And Barr said he's not dug into that yet. Let's go. Let's go. Let's listen to a little bit of this here with the Grassley and Barr, because it's the questions that should be asked of this thing, getting to the bottom of what really happened here.
Charging, but to determine whether or not conduct was criminal. The president would be charged, could not be charged as long as he was in office.
Do you agree with the reasons that he offered for not making a decision in volume two of his report, and why or why not?
I'm not really sure of his reasoning. I really could not recapitulate his analysis, which is one of the reasons in my March 24th letter I simply stated the fact that he did not reach a conclusion, didn't try to put words in his mouth. I think that if he felt that he shouldn't go down the path of making a traditional prosecutive decision, then he shouldn't have investigated. That was the time to pull up.
Okay. There have been a number of leaks coming out of the Justice Department and FBI during high-profile investigations. The Inspector General found that during the department's investigation of Hillary Clinton for mishandling highly classified information, there was a culture of unauthorized media contacts. During the Russian investigation, the leaks continued. Leaks undermined the ability of investigators to investigate. Further leaks to the papers while Congress's questions to the department go unanswered is unacceptable. Why? What are you doing to investigate unauthorized media contacts by the department and FBI officials during the Russian investigation?
We have multiple criminal leak investigations underway.
Thank you.
Senator Leahy.
Thank you.
Pat Leahy, from Vermont. Now, let's see what he says here.
I'm somewhat troubled by your testimony here and in the other body. You appeared before the House Appropriations on April 9th. You were asked about media reports that portrayed the special counsel's team as frustrated that your March 24th letter didn't adequately portray the report's findings. When the congressman, I believe it was Congressman Chris, asked if you knew what those members of the special counsel's team were concerned about, you testified in response, "No, I don't." You then said you merely suspected they would have preferred more information was released with a letter. Now we know, contrary to what you said on April 9th, that on March 27th, Robert Mueller wrote to you expressing very specific concerns that your March 24th letter, remember you're testifying on April 9th, that your March 24th letter failed to capture to quote Mr. Mueller, the context, nature, and substance, close quote, of his report. And what really struck me, Mr. Mueller wrote that your letter threatened to undermine a central purpose for which the department appointed the special counsel, to assure full public confidence in the outcome of the investigation. Why did you testify on April 9th that you didn't know the concerns being expressed by Mueller's team when fact, you heard those concerns directly from Mr. Mueller 2 weeks before.
Well, as I said, I talked directly to Bob Mueller about his letter to me and specifically asked him, what exactly are your concerns? Are you saying that the March 24th letter was misleading or inaccurate, or what? He indicated that it was not. He was not saying that, and that what he was concerned about...
That wasn't my question.
Well, I'm getting to the question, which is the question from Christ was, reports have emerged recently, press reports, that members of the special counsel's team are frustrated at some level with the limited information included in your March 24th letter, in that they don't adequately or accurately portray the report's findings. I don't know what members he's talking about. I certainly am not aware of any challenge to the accuracy of the findings.
Mr. Barr, you seem to have learned the filibuster rules even better than senators do. My question was, why did you say you were not aware of concerns when weeks before your testimony, Mr. Mueller had expressed concerns to you? I mean, that's a fairly simple...
Well, I answered a question, and the question was relating to unidentified members who were expressing frustration over the accuracy relating to findings. I don't know what that refers to at all. I talked directly to Bob Mueller, not members of his team. And even though I did not know what was being referred to, and Mueller had never told me that the expression of the findings was inaccurate, but I did then volunteer that I thought they were talking about the desire to have more information put out. But it wasn't my purpose to put out more information.
Mr. Barr, I feel your answer was purposely misleading, and I think others do too. Let me ask you another one.
Oh, I don't even want to hear it. I don't even want to hear it. This is the Pat Leahy who, was reading from things that staff had prepared for him and trying to get to the bottom of this. I thought he answered pretty good. This is obviously this letter from Robert Mueller to Bob Barr saying, hey, the media narrative was different than what the report's findings were, is sort of like, well, take it up with the media. You know, I mean, Bob Barr has a job to summarize the report. Mueller has a job to do the report. And then when Barr gets asked in some other committee about some unidentified members that have concerns, he expects him to then bring up Bob Mueller, who he talked... Oh, my gosh. It's the reason we decided not to take it, isn't it? In its entirety. We started today's program asking you, should we or shouldn't we? Oh, my gosh. Steve Moore, who's a fairly regular guest on this program, is the nominee for the Federal Reserve Board by President Donald Trump. You been following this at all? And the swamp does what the swamp does. They see someone that's a conservative that would go on the Federal Reserve Board and provide a viewpoint, I believe, much needed there for a little reality, and they freak out. So what are they going to do? They're going to dig into his divorce records. They're going to dig into, IRS. They're going to dig into all of this stuff, okay? This is all the media. This is all, a bunch of leakers doing this. Did you guys see what he did? He's a commentator, so you say things about all kinds of things, but they're digging up now things he said on shows years and years ago, and now concerning statements about women, I guess, that he's saying that he's sexist. His views on women, equal pay, child labor, equality in sports. See, he had opinions because he was a commentator, because he had opinions and they don't like the opinions, and the swamp says, we're going to get you. But now Republicans are saying, I don't know. Joni Ernst, a Republican from Iowa, said she was not enthused about voting for Moore. Susan Collins says the debate is premature until we see the president's going through with the nomination. What else is here? Our own Kevin Cramer says capital is pretty precious in a divided government. It's up to the White House how much capital they want to spend on getting Stephen over the finish line, kind of deferring to them. And while he acknowledged that Moore's past positions were controversial, he questioned whether any candidate can live up to what he said is an increasingly high bar for nominations. Exactly right. Exactly right. I'm starting to get a little bit concerned about whoever is going to be qualified to serve in anything anymore unless we start raising robots to be cabinet secretaries and undersecretaries and federal governors. This is Kevin Cramer's comment to the Los Angeles Times on that issue. I thought you'd like that. He'll be here Friday for the full hour of the Talk Radio Town Hall after a couple of week hiatus, so you'll have a chance to ask him about that or anything else. But quite interesting. Quite interesting. For sure. Texter from southwest of St. Anthony says, my in-laws and myself want property tax relief first and foremost before we frivolously spend any money on anything else, including the library. As a true conservative, I'm extremely disappointed in our legislature and their blatant ignorance towards the true needs of the people in the state of North Dakota. He cites property tax relief. Chuck's not alone. The problem is property tax relief is not supposed to come from the state government, folks. Where does it come from? Can anybody tell me? 258-0550. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Dan Mockabraddock. Regardless of your age, lifestyle, or dietary preferences, soy foods offer something for everybody. Soy is easy to add to your diet, either as a convenient snack to take to school or as a beverage with a burst of protein. The many benefits of soy, along with its versatility, make it an ideal ingredient for adapting your favorite recipes. Use soy to create heart-healthy dips, dressings, main courses, and desserts. For an extra boost of protein, you can even add it to your favorite ground meat dishes. Incorporating soy foods into your meal plan can reduce the risk of several chronic diseases, including heart disease and certain forms of cancer. It's time to start adding soy foods into your healthy lifestyle. For more information, tips, and recipes, visit soyconnection.com or thesoyfoodscouncil.com.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My friends at Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC Valley City, Pucklich in Bismarck. And we take a look on Wednesdays at a nice set of wheels. Wednesday wheels. This week, the store that you're going to look for this deal is Valley City. This is the best sale they've ever had. is a beast of a truck for all the working folks out there. Farmers, ranchers, oil field workers, listen up. A 2017 Ford F-250 Super Duty Lariat Edition pickup, 6.7-liter diesel engine. Looks brand new, beautiful white finish. I love the white trucks. They always look clean. It's got all the amenities, heated and cooled leather seats, super clean, cool, good fuel efficiency. If you pull trailers or implements at all, it's exactly what you need. It's a one-owner local trade, of course it is. 81,000 miles, nothing for that diesel engine. Brand new, this rig's about $75,000. Do you know you can get it on the lot right now for $46,900? But here's the deal. If you tell them you heard about it from yours truly, Scott sent me, they're going to take two, not one, $2,000 off. You drive it home for $44,890. This one will go quick. Check it out, PucklitzValleyCity.com, or stop by the showroom and see it for yourself. Big selection of mint condition one-owner vehicles. You save a ton. Pucklitz Chevy Buick GMC. You drive, we'll ride with you. 721 West Main, Valley City, or online at Pucklitz.com. Pucklitz, North Dakota's home for Chevy. 258-0550. Text us 367-2054 or 226-8503. Texter here says property tax relief comes from counties. Yeah, where your property is taxed is where your beef is. Now, the state a while ago said, we're going to try and help with this. So they did a property tax buy down and they sent money back to the counties and said, here, you know, pay down property taxes. And it worked. I mean, property taxes came down. But right along with those decreases in property taxes were increases in expenditures, and pretty soon you're not noticing much of a relief at all. Another texter says schools. Same thing. Property taxes are levied through mills, schools, counties, cities, park districts, airports in some cases. There you go. The state doesn't have anything to do with it. So as much as I understand the frustration of my friend here, southwest of St. Anthony, your beef is with your local political subdivisions. And I don't know about you, but a lot more attention is paid to the legislature 80 days every other year than is school board meetings, county commission meetings, city commission meetings. Everyone I've ever been at, small amount of people, handful of folks on a particular issue. Get in there and let them know you want that budget scrutinized so they spend less so they can dole out less mill levies to you. Texter says, is there an artist's rendition of what the presidential library would look like? I've seen one. I'll call it curvy, for lack of a better term. But I'm not sure that was the final one or just a, you know, a proposal on one. I'm looking at the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library Museum website, which is trpresidentiallibrary.org. And I don't... Oh, here's one about architecture. Let's see what that says. Yeah, here's one now. It says, early 2016, JLG Architects of Dickinson created conceptual drawings to inspire the imagination and to illustrate the potential of the site. These drawings are merely conceptual, and the finished building is likely to look significantly different. However, the drawings signal the possibilities for designing a facility that is unique and interesting in its own right, in addition to the exhibits inside and the natural environment around it. Yeah, and it does look pretty cool. But as it says here, that's conceptual, so keep that in mind. But that's at trpresidentiallibrary.org. Okay? All right. Let's see here. What else have we got for you? This may be a dumb question. There's no such thing as a dumb question, ladies and gentlemen. That's why we're here. Take them all. Can't the state outlaw property taxes? Well, if it's a dumb question, I'm dumb and not knowing the answer. I don't believe so. I mean, there was, you may remember many years ago, a effort on the ballot to decide, you know, how you do that. And basically, what won was the decision of local control. And local control, unfortunately, is more often higher property taxes than not. So there are changes you can do. I don't think outlaw. I don't think that would work. I don't, but appreciate the call. Let's see what else we got here. Does anyone else have the song that never ends playing in their head while listening to that continued farce? I think they're talking about this continued farce. Kev, can I have this? This is the farce they're talking about. Dick Durbin, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the farce.
Appointed the special counsel to assure full public confidence in the outcome of the investigations. I cannot imagine that you received that letter on March 24th and could not answer Congressman Crist directly when he asked you whether there were concerns about representations being made on these findings by the people working for Bob Mueller. You said, no, I don't know, after you received this letter. What am I missing?
Well, as I explained to...
Were you in another room when he just answered it? I mean, my God. Yeah.
Yes, it goes on and on, my friend.
Is this the song that never ends?
Started singing it, not knowing what it was.
Yeah. There
and
you go.
And continue singing it forever just because this is the song that doesn't end.
Yeah, it is. It's 2 years, folks. It's $30 million. It is a broken record, and they want to keep it going.
Congressman Crist asked you that.
And now they want to say, oh, he lied. We got him. He lied. Read the whole question. Read the whole question there, Dickie Durbin. Jim in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Yeah. I just want to know, why did the governor run on property tax relief when it's a local issue? He ran. He goes, oh, I'm going to lower your property tax. Okay, I'll vote for you. But, oh, wait, he can't do nothing about it. It's a local issue. Now, that's a farce.
I don't remember the governor running on lowering property taxes.
Oh, God. He was out there on his stump every chance he could. Oh, yeah, property tax relief. Bull crap.
Well, there was property tax relief. bull crap. Hang up the phone. It's a very productive conversation. Thank you, sir. I don't remember that he did or didn't. If he did, it probably would have been in the context of supporting what had been done previously to buy down property taxes. And there are mechanisms, as I say, like the prairie dog bill that will. But my point is, property taxes, your property taxes, are not decided at the state legislature. They're not decided by the governor. I think what you're talking about is the Main Street Initiative, potentially, and efforts where people can be smarter to lower their property taxes. For instance, the governor talked a lot about, you know, why did we build Davies High School way the heck down there? And have to add all that extra infrastructure. Why not use land we already have and don't need new infrastructure for you to lower your property tax? Maybe that's what you're talking about. For a few years, you heard me talking about every day made better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest. 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnb.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Attorney General William Barr is under the Senate lights at this hour at a hearing where he's being pressed about a letter that he reportedly received from Special Counsel Robert Mueller, accusing the Attorney General, Barr, of mischaracterizing key findings in Mueller's final report on the Russia investigation. Democrats want to hear it from Mueller himself. Here's ranking Democrat on the panel, Dianne Feinstein.
I strongly believe that this committee needs to hear directly from Special Counsel Mueller about his views on the report in his March letter.
A 22-year-old man is facing charges this morning of murdering two students yesterday afternoon at the University of North Carolina, Charlotte. Authorities say that Tristan Terrell is charged with two counts of murder and four counts of attempted murder. And this is USA Radio News.
Americans may be leaving out a critical part of their wellness routines, their brains. Holistic psychiatrist and neurologist Dr. Hila Kass explains.
A recent Harris poll showed that Americans may not be doing all they can do to take care of their brains, despite knowing that there are things they can do to help.
For starters, she says, your lifestyle is extremely important.
We need to get sufficient sleep, 7 to 8 hours. We need a good diet, such as the Mediterranean-style diet with fish, whole grains, leafy green vegetables. We need to exercise, which improves brain blood flow. It also improves mood and reduces stress.
Cass says there are also certain supplements that have been proven to help.
Nureva is a new brain health dietary supplement that's made up of two clinically proven ingredients that are natural and GMO-free. We also have the Nureva Brain Gym app that helps to retrain your brain in so many ways, and you can actually track your improvement as you go.
For more info, go to Nureva, NEURIVA.com.
My Pillow mattress toppers are a way to get a better night's sleep. And there's no risk in this, folks. You order this deal up, you get a 60-day free trial. You just, you know, sleep on it. You don't like it, send it back, no problem. 10-year warranty. If at any point you don't like it, very little risk. In the meantime, trust me on this one thing. You're going to instantly notice what a difference it makes. The MyPillow foam for support, the transitional foam relieves the pressure points, the ultra-soft, patented temperature-regulating cover is just like the pillows, great. And right now, save 30% when you use the promo code SCOTT. They'll also give you two standard MyPillows absolutely free, 800-506-9028. Use promo code SCOTT or go to MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT. Congressman Kelly Armstrong here with us on What's on Your Mind, your questions and comments, so welcome for him. And we encourage you to give us a ring. Prefer that always, 701-258-0550. You can also text 701-226-8503 or 701-367-2054. Are you watching any of this dog and pony show over in the Senate with Attorney General Barr, Kelly?
No, Scott. We're in our own dog and pony show in the middle of House Judiciary where the Democrats that have, I don't know, six or seven trial lawyers on the Judiciary Committee are asking to bring in their hired guns to question an Attorney General Barr in front of our committee tomorrow.
Yeah, I saw that, and evidently that's been the reason that the Attorney General has objected so far to participate. And can't say I blame him. I mean, you think they're doing that because they want to get to the optics? I mean, the members can ask any question they want. Why wouldn't they just get the questions of the lawyers and ask the questions? This is about, you know, getting an impeachment look up there or something?
Well, it's an impeachment hearing without calling it impeachment, but I honestly think the reason they're doing it is they know he'll do well in the committee, and they know if they do it this way, he probably won't come, and they need something to fight about.
So they're provoking the fight in hopes he doesn't come so they can run around and say, isn't that horrible he didn't come?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I'm not in their strategy meetings in their session, but I mean, it doesn't make a ton of sense to me. If take all the partisan stuff and deal with it all aside, I mean, just as a former, I mean, if you are on the Judiciary Committee, if you have a background in this, I don't know why you wouldn't be begging to have that hour as a member of Congress as opposed to handing it off to a hired gun. It really doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, that is odd. Now, is this a debate within the committee in addition to whether or not to present it to Barr? I mean, when you guys when you say you're in the middle of your own little food fight over this, is there a back and forth going on amongst committee members right now on how to settle it?
Oh yeah, it's a public hearing. It's going on right now. I mean, most people are obviously watching the Senate hearing, but Yeah, I mean, we've been in it for about an hour and a half. Actually, this radio interview gave me time to walk out and just, you know, talk to the people in North Dakota instead of participate in the silliness for a little bit.
But it literally is the committee business whether or not we're going to let the lawyers ask the questions rather than the members.
Yeah, and remember, when they say staff, they don't mean like a congressional staffer. They mean lawyers. They mean Democrat operative trial lawyers that have been, I mean, are working for the staff as outside counsel. So, I mean, it is absolutely it. I mean, that's what they're talking about.
So if it happens tomorrow, what do you think should be the top line of questioning? What are you most interested in hearing from the Attorney General?
Yeah, I mean, for me personally, I would like, I mean, my conversation is, I would like to know what I want a more timeline of how this entire investigation occurred. I think that's an important part of this conversation as to when the, collusion investigation, particularly against the president and his campaign, wrapped up. Because you and I have talked about this before, you can have obstruction without an underlying crime. That we understand, but what you can't do is continue an obstruction solely an obstruction investigation for a significant period of time after you know the underlying crime didn't occur.
That's pretty basic, isn't it? I mean, I've said earlier, Kelly, correct me if I'm wrong, that people just need to know that this really isn't about getting to the bottom of anything, getting to the truth. This thing obviously was dragged out way longer than it had to be. I think that's one of the best things came out of the hearing today, and Bob Barr saying, you know, there were all these different trails that were followed that prolonged this, but then at the end of it, you never take a stand on whether or not there was obstruction or not, mainly because there wasn't a crime in the first place. So why are we going down that trail, right? So it seems to me this is nothing other than pure theater and has been from the beginning. And the longer they drag it out and the longer they ride this pony, they think they hurt the president politically.
Yeah, and I agree with that. And I mean, to some degree or another, you know, I just spent it last week. We did like several different town halls, talked to constituents for about 5.5 hours. You know how many questions I got on Barr or Mueller? I think one in the entire time. And so we really do have work to do down here, and it seems like we just keep getting sidetracked on stuff.
Yeah, no kidding. By the way, questions or comments on any topic, welcome for Kelly Armstrong today on What's on Your Mind. You can call us at 701-258-0550 or toll-free 800-228-0550. So tell me, speaking of those town halls and a chance to visit with a lot of folks, what are the big issues? What are you hearing about?
Yeah, I mean, we're hearing obviously about trade deals. USMCA is a big deal. Got to figure out how to get enough pressure on leadership in the House to get that to the floor to vote on. People really want to see a disaster relief package. You know, the one thing about ag communities is I heard a lot about Nebraska when we were on doing that, and because we've all been a part of it ourselves up here. And immigration, both farm visas, skilled worker visas, border crossings, that always comes up a lot. Then obviously opioid addiction comes up, which is I'm actually pretty excited about, which is kind of a schizophrenic day. This morning we had a bipartisan press conference announcing essentially $1 billion for the next 5 years to fund the opioid crisis all across the country. And we worked in where we're taking a portion of $50 million of that and dedicating specifically to tribal governments all across the country as well. So it's been kind of a schizophrenic day, really doing what I think is good work. These grants go to local communities and they go to a way that's flexible where the people on the front lines of this fight can actually fight it and then turn around and immediately walk into the partisan circus that's going on in judiciary.
All right, I'm going to pick out on a few of those that you brought up. One on the trade deals, and I haven't mentioned this yet. I did post it on Facebook, but the White House put out a statement today that Ambassador Lighthizer and Secretary Mnuchin had concluded productive meetings with China's vice premier. The discussions remain focused towards making substantial progress on important structural issues and rebalancing the U.S.-China trade relationship. The talks will continue next week when the vice premier returns for meetings in Washington. So this thing seems to be heating up. I was at the White House recently to talk a little bit about the opportunity zones, and Secretary Mnuchin told me in an interview that, I asked Preston about gut feeling, when do you think this thing's pen to paper? And he said about a month, which surprised me that it would go that quick. Of all the trade deals, which one's most important for North Dakota, would you say?
Yeah, well, I think USMCA is always the most important. I mean, just because Canada and Mexico are our two biggest trading partners, but yet people are really, I mean, there's a lot of positive chatter coming about the China agreement and also Japan, which are also very important to our egg producers. But you know, it's always kind of a good news, bad news. We start hearing that we're getting real traction with China, real traction with Japan. And now it's starting to look less and less likely that Democratic leadership will bring USMCA to the floor in the House. So we need them all done, and we need them all done as quickly as possible.
So how do you pressure? First of all, you know, obviously they're doing that because they don't want the president to have a win on trade, right? Because the deal's been negotiated. Now it's just a matter of, do we vote yes, do we vote no? And if they're preventing a vote on it, do they have a legitimate reason not to do that, not to allow a vote?
Well, whenever you have a trade deal as big as the USMCA has been renegotiating, there's always a reason to find something you don't like in those things. I mean, that's just the nature of it, the longer they sit around that way. But, I mean, there's some real deadlines here. Canada's moving into their election cycle, and if we don't get it ratified, and we have to talk about steel and aluminum tariffs as well. So that's a big deal in getting Canada and Mexico to ratify this. So we need to get movement on it. But, I mean, I think just one of the problems is when they sit around that long. And I do think there's a big part of politics in this, and that Democrats might not want the president to get such a substantial win on such on a deal that's really, quite frankly, good for Midwestern states.
So what do you do when you say pressure leadership to have an actual vote of on the trade deal, the new NAFTA? How do you do that? What tools are in your toolbox?
Well, for me, it's meeting with Democratic members I have a relationship with and stressing how important it is to North Dakota. I mean, a Republican from North Dakota is not going to pressure Democratic leadership to do something like this. So what I do is talk to people on the other side of the aisle and make sure they recognize it, because by and large, most people on both sides of the aisle want to do what's right for the American people. They want to do what's right for farmers and ranchers. So I came in a day early, so I had lunch with a couple Democrats this week and talk to them about how important it is for North Dakota, and hopefully that message will get through them to their leadership.
Dana in Bismarck for Congressman Kelly Armstrong. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Dana.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Hey, Kelly, if this deal, they think that Russia has anything to do with Trump winning the election, just send them a thank you card and be done with it. And then they can get to work. They can get to work on taking care of our problems in your rural farm economy and the border with the wall and the things that are important to the people of this nation, instead of just wasting their time with this garbage. How do you feel about that?
Well, I couldn't agree more with the second part, Ed, but the first part, I will say, if we have foreign governments interfering in our elections, we need to do everything we can to stop that one way or the other. But, I mean, the sanctity of our election process is what makes North Dakota great, the country great, and we need to make sure that we continue to work forward to protecting that. But that doesn't seem to be what the conversation is about.
No.
Frankly, if we're going to do this, that's what the conversation should be about.
Yeah,
Russian collusion, but there's more than just Russia that are trying to do us harm in these things. I mean, whenever we just focus on one particular, we need to protect the integrity of the system so no foreign country can interfere with our elections.
My point is this: I don't think Russia had anything to do with it. The reason that Trump got elected is because the people are sick of the way they've been treated by the people in Washington. And that'll be proven again on the next election when your incumbents don't stand a chance. Because they haven't done a thing except spread the same garbage that they've spread for the last 20 years. And then all they do is lie to the general public.
Dana, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. We'll chat more with Congressman Kelly Armstrong after the break. Text us, 701-367-2054. Call us, 701-258-0550. More after this. Don't go away.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Hey friends, it's Matt the Pizza Guy for Pizza Corner Pizza. For many years, the Pizza Corner Pizza fundraising program has benefited local schools, sports teams, and other nonprofit groups throughout much of North Dakota. Customers have stuffed their freezers full of Pizza Corner pizzas to help support their family, friends, or neighbors. Well, I'm happy to let you know that the fundraising program is still going strong and is available for your group or organization. Visit www.pizzacornerpizzafundraising.com for more details. Call today and partner with Pizza Corner Pizza and our fundraising program.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealer invites you to see how much better a loader can be. New Holland skid steer and compact track loaders provide excellent visibility, an important advantage that allows you to work more confidently and quickly to improve your overall efficiency. You can easily see down to the bucket while the see-through area on the cab roof provides a clear view to the bucket at full height. Rear visibility is among the best in the industry due to a large window, low engine hood, and no rear frame towers. See the difference for yourself. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Timeshares, what do you think of when you hear that? For many people, all they hear is the constant reminder of how they were misled, lied to, and pressured into buying one of these financial nightmares. This is Steve Sanchez, and if you have a timeshare that you want out of, Wesley Financial Group, the leading timeshare cancellations company, can help you do just that, guaranteed. Founded by Chuck Medell, a pioneer in this industry who successfully went to federal court against the timeshare giant to help you get out of the prison sentence you're serving from the endless lifelong maintenance fees. Wesley Financial Group wants you to know that you're not alone in your battle, and their high ratings with the Better Business Bureau and endless testimonials from millions of dollars they have successfully eliminated from timeshare debt from people just like you makes them the obvious choice to cancel your timeshare. Did I mention their guarantee? Well, it's in writing, and they get the job done on time or you get 100% of your money back. Call now for their free information kit at 1-800-501-6100, 1-800-501-6100, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Brought to you in part today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council and the Energy of North Dakota. Find out more about that at energyofnorthdakota.com. Oil and natural gas from North Dakota strengthens all of America. And through our abundance of talents, innovations, and technologies, energy responsibly produced here translates to worldwide economic stability. With producers and our communities working together, we're securing a sustainable future that generation after generation can build on. All happening right now with the Energy of North Dakota. Find out more at energyofnorthdakota.com. One more segment with Kelly Armstrong. Congressman Armstrong here to answer any questions or comments you have. We have a few by text and a few others. One wants to know what you're doing about your hometown company, Fisher Industries, to have the breakthrough of getting the core to build. I was telling the audience earlier, it is so frustrating. I can't even believe it. For instance, I talked to the chief contracting officer of the Corps yesterday, and I said, Fisher Industries says they were not allowed to bid on 5 of 7 bids. Why would that be? That's not true. They bid on all of them. Then you call Fisher. No, we couldn't. They said we couldn't bid on those. They went with preferred contractors. You know, it's just like a I know I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but it is horribly frustrating, especially when you got a company that's demonstrated the ability to do a mile a day, wants to get there and help meet those goals. Any progress?
You know, they just keep working for it and dealing with it. I mean, one of the frustrating parts of D.C., and we're witnessing it firsthand, is, you know, the procurement process and the bureaucratic inertia that you have to break through just to get them to change how they do things. And it's, you know, it's changed for the better. I mean, like I've said this before, obviously we know Fisher, they've been a great company in my hometown forever, but I mean, they were one of five private companies that were finalists, and they do this preferred contractor thing, and it just smells like a racket.
And then they claim they don't do the preferred contractor thing. That's what I get a kick out of. No, we don't know. Everybody can bid. What? You know, I mean, yeah, it's just, it's unnerving. I don't know how they get by with it. It's just the bureaucracy, I guess. But do you have confidence
I mean, in all honesty, Scott, we continue to talk to people in the administration and work our way through a lot of that, because at this point, you know, there's a difference between Congress and the executive branch, and we need to continue to put pressure and continue to have those conversations, because these changes get made administratively and the bureaucracy is way faster than they're ever going to get a bill through both chambers of Congress.
You mentioned earlier the opioid situation, and there's a texter here that says, I have a beef. I have been going to the pain clinic at Bismarck for 5 years. I've had multiple surgeries, back, neck, shoulder. I have been on painkillers and other things for the last 5 to 10 years. Now I'm told they want to start cutting my pain medication. A person like me is different than the person that walks into the ER and asks for pain medication because the back hurts that day. They have to quit lumping us all together and evaluate one person over another.
Yeah, I actually agree with that, and actually that's something I'm trying to focus on. The solution to this is not mandating maximum pills from doctors and not mandating more training. However this started, and whatever we want to say about pharmaceutical companies and things, and they have plenty of fault, that was 15 years ago, and we need to resist the urge to go back, and we need to resist the urge to put more mandates on doctors, because quite frankly, at this point in time, that is not where the opioid crisis is causing deaths and ravaging families. And I am a firm believer that the first and only two people that should be making choices in pain management or any kind of medical treatment are the doctor and the patient. And I do think the pendulum has swung too far, and it's actually causing doctors and patients problems.
Let's go to Gary in Jamestown for Congressman Armstrong. Gary, what's on your mind?
Yes, I've been looking for these supposed websites created by the Russian government to influence my vote. I cannot find any on the internet. So maybe perhaps the Federal Election Commission can publish a list of these websites so I can go into them and then get influenced, get indoctrinated for the next election.
All right. Yeah. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate the comment. Let's see here. We don't have much time left, so I want to get to a few others that are waiting to weigh in here. Congressman Armstrong, who is paying the salaries of those hired gun lawyers in the House Judiciary Committee? I don't recall electing any of them.
Well, that's exactly right. And committee staff have budgets, but I think it would be more interesting to know if they're charging their normal rate or if they're working at a reduced rate. I don't think people think pro bono and public service means offering your services at an incredibly reduced rate for a partisan witch hunt. So, I mean, those are questions that we will be trying to get answers to.
Jesse and Hazen for Congressman Armstrong. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. We've been hearing all this stuff about Russia and collusion and all this stuff for months and months and months. Let's talk about something real important. Let's talk about the Comey Act in 2010, which was supposed to make TV commercials not so dang loud. Why are they still that way, Kelly? Can you fix that now that you're out there?
I will look into it. Actually, I have not. I don't know anything about that, but I will look at it because it's something that annoys me too, right? You even have smart sound on your TV, and you... If you're somebody who tries to fall asleep with the TV on once in a while, those commercials could jar you awake in a hurry.
Yeah, you woke up by the damn ShamWow guy.
We got one more. We got one more item on his list, Jesse. Thank you for that. Appreciate it very much. And quickly, the Washington State, dictate on oil pressure. Do you what do you see happening there? I know that's a hot item in the House too.
Well, I mean, I'm assuming, I mean, I don't know any of this, but I mean, this is absolutely where we run into these issues where states have the right to regulate their business, but they don't have a right to interfere with interstate commerce, and this is exactly what they're doing, and they're basing it on fact. I mean, it's not based on science, it is, and it's a real example how one state's liberal political environmental agenda, which could really, really cause problems right at home in North Dakota. So we're going to continue. We sent a letter to the governor asking him to veto the bill.
We'll find out the result of that soon, yeah. Out of time, gotta go. Thank you, Kelly. Kelly Armstrong. See you tomorrow, folks.
Here's what's in the news at the University of North Dakota. More from UND President Mark Kennedy.
We've had a 10 percentage point improvement in our 4-year graduation rate in the last 3 years. The 5-year graduation rate is also up by a comparable amount. That means more people graduating, more people walking out of here sooner. We have a strategic plan that only has 7 goals. One of those 7 goals is graduation rate. We've been razor sharp focused on that graduation rate.
Leaders in action. Find out more at UND.edu.
At the University of Mary, we consider your success to be our success. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate while you excel in your career. Our evening and online classes are designed to fit the schedules of working adults. Classes start May 6th. Learn more at umary.edu/may. It's umary.edu/may. Or call the university at 701-355-8030.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.